Hi, this is Alfred from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Please allow me to ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1963.
Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Black American.
Okay. The next question is, what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Now, how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning that you are extremely likely to vote? A 5, meaning that you are neither likely or not likely to vote? Or a 0,
10.
Meaning... Okay. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Where a 0... Okay. Now, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means your vote has...
9.
Okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I'm about to read them, and you can stop me anytime in order to select 1.
Okay.
Now, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, criminal justice reform, police violence, and migration, abortion, jobs and economy, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, climate change, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare.
Okay, it's crazy to pick just 2, because there's a lot of work to be done. But I'll do education and voting rights.
Okay. Just a second. You said education. Just to be clear, I said before teaching history in schools.
That's what I meant, yes.
And okay.
And teaching history in schools and what else?
Teaching history in schools. And it was other that says student loan forgiveness.
Oh, it's the teaching one.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the next one. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 that you feel neither warm or cold, which means neutral, and 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of people and or groups, please indicate so. Allow me to read them. Joe Biden.
Eight.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Eight.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Project 2025.
Zero.
Congressional Black Caucus.
5.
GD Dance.
Oh, 0.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. In the 2024 election for president, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Arthur Parry, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic.
Thank you. We are halfway there. Would you say that the Democrats in progress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Well, that's... It's not something they can do alone. So, I will say some.
Okay. Now, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference either way?
No difference.
Okay. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into the office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
It's, mostly to keep others out of office. No, it's about half and half.
Okay.
I like the Democratic candidate, and I like the Democratic candidate, and I absolutely do not want the Republican group in.
Okay. Just to make sure of your responses, because it's important to select only one. So would you say voting for my candidate to get them into office, or voting against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Against the other.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. So you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Allow me to read. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
Eight.
Okay. The next one it reads, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress working with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households.
Nine.
Okay. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%.
Eight.
Okay. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affordable medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
Eight.
Okay. Now, the next one, it reads, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress face historic infrastructure investment to help build and transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
Seven.
Thank you. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by black Americans, who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumer billions and putting money back in their pockets of black Americans.
I don't know, really.
Just
is that all right to say? Because I don't know that much about that issue.
Just to keep in mind, if you select five, it will be neither convincing nor unconvincing. But this is
okay.
Just based on your feelings and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll pick five.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options, so you can stop me anytime you want to select one. Allow me to read. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger.
Is this one to ten, or is this I agree or disagree?
You can select up to two options in this one.
Okay. I'm sorry. So will you read the first one again?
More than glad. It reads, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. The next one, it reads, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. We have made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. Once again, you can select up to two.
The first one and the third one.
Thank you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely?
Okay, I thought you asked this one already. It's 10. I thought you asked this one in the beginning, though.
We will ask this again.
Okay.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where
10.
0 means you are... Okay. Now, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they
right.
don't.
I see. Yeah, based on the questions, they might say, oh, maybe I won't vote, or yeah, something like that. So that's all right. So go ahead.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. We're 90% done, so we're almost there. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status?
Currently retired.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
73,000.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Never.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have
a good night.
Thank you so much, Wendy. You too. Goodbye.